Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today in the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about brand matrix. You know, what are those things that define the identity of your brand? Who you are, what you do, products that you make, what drives that passion around a brand? And how do you build that identity? And first, foremost, we're talking about today is how do you understand what your brand ID is? And a brand ID is really driven by several variables. And these can be inside, outside, both combined inside and outside. But there's really kind of this matrix of nine different things that we'll talk about today. But these can also be, what's interesting when we talk about it, is these can be either tangible or they can be subliminal. Things that you can actually see, feel, product, and then there's subliminal. You know, people talk about, as an example, culture. But culture is very subliminal. It's one that you kind of earn the right to have. Either you have a culture or you don't. Don't have a culture. It's really what drives the passion inside of a company, inside of a brand. When people say, I want to join a Nike, I want to join an Adidas, they want to join a brand predominantly because of its culture, not because of its products. And what you'll see is that many brands have similar products. And what is that definable difference between a brand and a commodity? And that's really what we'll talk about today. And again, going back to what makes a brand, it's really defined by these variables that we'll talk about. And this is what a brand does, what brings your people to your team. It's a passion for what you stand for and what you do and what you create as a company. And what is your point of difference when you go out into the marketplace? Not just from a product perspective, but from a cultural perspective. What can you offer a candidate, someone that wants to join your team? And on top of that, from an external perspective, why does a consumer buy your product over another brand? So it's really imperative when you look at either establishing your brand and or if you have a brand, identifying and kind of doing this audit, I'll say, of really defining who you are. You may have had a vision many years ago or when you first started or established your brand, but you really haven't gone back and looked, hey, are we matching the vision that we originally intended for our company? And is this being realized in the marketplace, not only with our consumer, who's the external or outside component of the brand ID, but also internally with the team, you know, this inside brand identity. And so when you look at first establishing that vision for your company, you had an idea of what you wanted to be when you grow up. And now that you've grown up, are you matching that vision and those values and that foundational principles that you had put in place with your company at the outset? Is that matching the reality of what people see out in the real world with your product and with your culture and how you're establishing your brand and growing your brand? So these are a lot of important components and pieces when you look at being able to define through this matrix that we'll talk about is how to define your identity. And if you have an identity, is it what you think it truly is? So when we look at these perceptions in the marketplace, these are really driven by nine variables driven off a matrix. And how I lay this out is, on the left side, I've got really three levels, which are inside, which is effectively your team, anybody associated with any functional group inside of your company, and what affects those areas. Then you've got a combination of inside and outside. Outside being anybody that's not directly involved with your brand or your company, effectively they're consumers. They're your community. They're your brand ambassadors. Those are that have been with you and loyal for many, many years. And then you've got strictly outside. So when you look at this matrix, we'll talk about 9 different areas of identifying your brand. And what does this look like? And so when we look at the perceptions in the marketplace, whether it be what we call inside, outside, or outside, there is these areas that from top to bottom are variables that brands have to identify. And so when we look at this, the first one that we'll look at is across the top. We'll just say these are the outside variables that a brand ID deals with on a day-to-day basis. And it's all driven by the brand itself, but it's a perception in the marketplace outside the four walls of your brand. And the first piece is value creation. You know, are we actually building and making products for our customers, our community, that makes their life easier or more enjoyable? And this is what I say, value beyond product. You know, this is, hey, everybody can make a footwear, everybody can make apparel, everybody can make some type of service. But really, many times, the point of difference in success versus failure is relative to the value you're providing to your consumer, your community. And this isn't just a one-hit wonder, a one-time value creation. It's an ongoing value creation. And how that is done, obviously, is through your product. But also, the other area that many brands forget about is value creation. And I'll give you an example. Let's say a footwear company is saying that they are authentically a run company, but what are they doing to make their customers better runners beyond providing product? And so what this goes towards is providing training classes, some recommendations for better running technique, whatever it may be, you're providing value beyond product. That's what we call value creation. So this perception on the outside marketplace with your brand is that you're creating value beyond the product, and making sure that you are making their life easier or more enjoyable. So as people grow older, as they continue to run in this instance, they want to become better runners. And how do they do that? How do they achieve it? If you're an authentic brand, provide authentic content. Provide authentic training content. Brand ambassadors, people that are truly part of that community. And so that's an important component. So first we look at is the outside perception of your brand ideas, value creation. Are you truly creating brand value beyond the product? The second is the community itself. You know, how are you authentically engaging with your community to realize that better life or experience? And what I love about these two pieces here is they're actually intertwined and connected with one another. Is that as you provide more value for your community, they become more engaged. They become more loyal to you as a company and as a brand. So make sure that however you communicate with your community, that it is effectively authentic. It has to be something that they believe you and they actually have put it into use. They've tried it with their footwear you're providing, the training that you've been providing to them, whatever it may be. If you're a run brand, be a run brand. If you're a footwear brand or a football brand, be a football brand. You can be a combination. You know, obviously Nike and Adidas and Puma, all of these brands, footwear core product, but truly they are run, football, soccer, lacrosse, whatever it happens to be, they're authentic in each one of those categories, but they've proven it out by providing what? They've been providing value to their community. Authentic content that they share with their community to make their life easier, to make their sport easier, to make it more enjoyable. So first is value creation. Second across the top is the community engagement and how you're providing that value authentically to your community. And the third is, this is a perception. This perception of how your community feels you are positioned relative to what your vision is. And the connecting point here again is going back to good, better, best. What are you from a vision standpoint? Where did you want your brand to be positioned? Did you want it to be a good brand? Did you want it to be a better brand? Or do you want to be best, effectively the best product within your category? So making sure that that positioning matches your vision of where you wanted your brand to be. So the three across the top from an outside perception and making sure that this matrix matches your vision is kind of do a pulse of, you know, are you creating value? How are you engaging with your community? Do they truly feel like it's authentically content that they're using on a day-to-day basis? And does the positioning that you envision your brand to have match the reality of what your community thinks? So those are three important components across the top. And many times I start with those with Liquid Mind. And when we do kind of this baselining of brand ID, many that brands forget about because they're usually inside orientated. We know best for our customer. And many times they don't go out and ask their customer, what do you think? What's your perception of our brand? And does it match our vision? So those are three very important components you want to make sure that you are doing an audit check on and making sure that you're doing this on a continual, regular basis. The second is this next level of both inside and outside. And the first part of that is communication. And what I mean by communication is the internal and external communications of your brand and your company. And how do you communicate? You know, is it something that you communicate? Is it authentic? And does it provide value? Do not waste people's time with communication that doesn't provide value, authentic branding, anything that communicates where you want the brand to be positioned and how you want the brand to be positioned through product, through culture, whatever it happens to be. Communicate effectively, authentically, but also consistently with your team, both externally and internally, and making sure that that is consistent with how you've established the vision for your brand. The second is your brand, what we call this promise. You know, what are you promising to your consumer? Now, this is driven off your foundational vision for the brand. You know, what are we looking to promise? When we originally structured the foundation for this brand, what were those pillars we put in place that were effectively the promise that we're making to our consumer in the marketplace? And are we realizing that promise? And again, this is another one internally, what your team sees coming out, does it match the value proposition and also the brand positioning? And is it matching our promise of what we said we were going to provide? Now, this promise goes beyond product. It goes into core values of what your company is all about and what your brand stands for. And so this can be both culturally driven, communication driven, value creation driven, as well as positioning. And so when you look at this promise, this is one that anchors the brand as a whole, both outside and inside your company. So make sure that you have a foundational vision that matches the promise that's being put out into the marketplace through your products and through your communication, and authentic engagement with your community that will provide positioning that matches a premium level. So the promise is the anchoring of your brand. Does it match the vision with what reality looks like? So the third piece on external and internal is an interesting one, because when you look at a brand, many people look at who is our prototypical demographic. And this has changed over time. You know, what is the persona of our brand? How does our brand talk? How does it communicate? You know, what are the characteristics of this person that is the brand? Who is this persona of who we are that forms our character, our foundation as a brand? You know, the promise is part of this, but the persona is actually what the brand looks like, how it talks, how it feels, all of these different areas of the qualities that form the character of your brand. So the persona is all of those pieces of the puzzle. And then when you get down into the inside, which again is your team, could be any functional area inside of your company, but it really is the team internally. You know, what drives them? What's their passion And on a day-to-day basis, why are they working for your brand? You know, what do they believe in? What do they know? What are you telling them? And the pinnacle of communication and the pinnacle of what the brand stands for is driven by what your vision is. You know, I talk about visionaries, those that drive this vision, understand the future of where your brand is going, but also the future of the product categories that you're either in today or that you're going to be in tomorrow. That's mastery at its best. And very few people within the industry are true visionaries because it's extremely difficult not only to establish a vision, but to stick with your vision and also understand what it takes to execute that vision in the marketplace. So the first piece on the inside, pinnacle of establishing your brand and your corporate ID or your brand ID, is vision. Do you have a vision? What is it? And does everybody understand, not only those currently with your team, but when somebody joins your team, and those outside of your brand that look at that vision and it being reality in the marketplace? It's a really cool thing when people want to join your company because of how you've established this brand ID. And this matrix really kind of gives you a breakdown of what that looks like. And so internally, vision is the first principle of brand ID. The second is culture. You know, what are our attitudes? You know, how do we work internally? You know, what is the brand? You know, when you look at the persona of the brand promise, the communication, the value creation in the community, it all kind of is built around this culture. You know, if you're a run brand, your culture is that you've got authentic runners. You've got authentic people talking about the run community. If you're in football, you've got people that are at the pinnacle of the sport, NFL through NCAA, coaches are part of your team, athletes are part of your team. You give them a voice. And as long as they're brand ambassadors, those that want to be part of your brand will be part of your community within that particular segment. So it's a really cool concept, but the thing that will kill culture faster than anything is if you're not authentic. And you may say you want to be a football brand, but if you don't have a culture inside of your company that's committed to being a football brand, then you're not going to be a football brand. Just saying you want to be one doesn't mean that you are one. So you have to earn your stripes along the way, and that's driven through creating a culture that is very subliminal. And there's tangible identity matrix items, and then there's intangible ones. And really, when you look at culture, effectively, it's an intangible matrix ID, meaning that, you know, you don't really touch or feel your culture. You just know it's there and you've earned that culture over a period of time and your community has embraced it because they're very loyal to your brand. Now, the last one that we'll talk about on the inside or the team side is this expertise. I mean, what do we do that's great? And I say expertise because if you're a footwear brand or an apparel brand, trying to move into another product category without any core expertise, more often than not, you're either going to waste time, money, and resources to be a really good footwear brand, and or you work with somebody that is a good footwear brand and you partner with them. So there's licensing opportunities if you're not good at something. Many times brands that I've worked with, we've always offloaded the accessory or our soft goods side of the business because effectively we're not good at that category. So understand what your expertise is, because nothing can ruin a brand reputation and or your brand equity quicker than doing a product that you have no core expertise in and you put it out into the marketplace, commercialize it, and you ruin the equity that you have with your community and authentication within the category. So make sure you understand your core expertise and what you do that's great and stick with that. So all of these pieces of the puzzle we talked about, these nine pieces, this corporate brand identity matrix. And again, if you want to put these pieces of the puzzle together, here are the nine pieces. So on the left side, you want to put inside as one, inside, outside as the second, and then the third being outside. And across the outside, there's three funnels. You've got value creation, you've got community, and you've got positioning. And then the inside-outside segment, the three funnels are communication, the brand promise, and then the persona of the brand. And at the bottom, you've got insight, which number one, first and foremost, is vision. Number two is culture. And number three is your core expertise. So when you look at your brand, there are perceptions that you have that may be different than what your community has. It may be different than what your team feels internally versus the vision that you say that you have versus what the reality of the brand is doing. So make sure that you take the time on an annual basis to do this brand identity that matches your vision. And I always say at the very top that vision is the pinnacle of what will drive everything else you do inside of your company. So do this brand identity matrix. Make sure it's matching the reality of what people see out on the outside, what people see on the inside. And if it's not, you have the ability to make corrections. If it's not your core expertise, move out of it. If your positioning is not reality, make sure that the products and the price points you're putting out there match where you want them to be. So there are little tweaks that you can make and changes that you can make, and they should be made if it's not what you want the reality to be or those to see in the marketplace. So go ahead, do this brand identity matrix. I do it with my company through Liquid Mind every year, and it's our brand ID matrix strategy. And I felt it would be something I wanted to share with you, and I found it to be extremely effective on those brands that we work with. And those that have actually implemented this annually have found significant benefits in doing so. It's more diversified, talked about business strategy, areas of support that you need in functional areas, but also on the personal side. There's a lot of things that you deal with as an entrepreneur, small business owner, manager, executive. So we want to make sure we're addressing those as well. So if you like the content, I just wanted to kind of put something out there that hopefully you could join or subscribe to the Visionary Podcast, or at least give us a shout out on the rating. We'd really appreciate it. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Pandora. And for those that do give us a rating, we're also going to be doing some giveaways. We'll have some t-shirts, some different stickers, some rings that we're giving out, some super cool rings on the Visionary side. And different subjects. If you've got some subjects you would like us to talk about, you can see when I introduce the podcast each week that these usually come from our listeners on a subject area of concern with them or area that they would like me to talk about. And also, we're going to be starting our interviews. And if there's anybody out there, we've got about 10 lined up right now. We have former executives from action sports industry, sporting good industry, ones that you'll find very intriguing. We're going to have also some graphic designers that will be joining the podcast as well. So if you've got an idea of some people we might want to interview, I'd certainly appreciate it. Appreciate all those of you who have given us reviews. And as we move forward and you give us a review, we're going to be giving away some product as a thank you for those reviews, and also take a look at the Visionary interviews, Visionary Chronicles interviews that we have coming up as well. So if you have somebody who you feel would be a good subject for the Visionary Chronicles, we'd appreciate you having them reach out to us as well. They can go to my site, Brian Smeltzer, BryanSmeltzer.com. Go to the podcast section and you'll see the Visionary interview. So again, thank you for your time. I appreciate it as always and look forward to our next Visionary Chronicles podcast.